Our dua for this morning is narrated in Kanz al-Ummal by Abu Umama Bahili radiyallahu an. It's a lengthy dua, but it's comprehensive. It covers many aspects. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min khalilin makir. Aynahu tarayani wa qalbuhu yar'ani. In ra'a hasanatan dafanaha. Wa in ra'a sayyi'atan adha'aha. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-bu'si wa taba'us. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من إبليس وجنوده اللهم إني أعوذ بك من فتنة النساء اللهم إني أعوذ بك من أن تسد عني وجهك يوم القيامة اللهم إني أعوذ بك من كل عمل يغزيني وأعوذ بك من كل صاحب يرديني وأعوذ بك من كل أمل يلهيني وأعوذ بك من كل فقر ينسيني وأعوذ بك من كل غنى يطغيني اللهم إني أعوذ بك من موت الهم وأعوذ بك من موت الغم. Let's take it sentence by sentence. The first sentence: اللهم إني أعوذ بك من خليل ماكر عيناه ترياني وقلبه يرعاني. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from a cunning friend whose eyes are turned to me with apparent affection, but his heart keeps a watch on me, meaning to find faults. So on the apparent, it looks like he's a friend and he's a well-wisher and he's out to see me prosper. But in his heart, he's waiting to see how I can fall and how I can slip and how he can find fault in me. إِنْ رَأَى حَسَنَةً دَفَنَهَا وَإِنْ رَأَى سَيِّئَةً أَذَعَهَا. When he sees good in me, he conceals it, he buries it. He doesn't want people to know about the good in me. And if he sees something bad, he announces it. So, in reality, he's not a friend. He's not really a friend. He pretends, he puts up a facade to create the impression that he is my friend or she is my friend. But in reality, his eyes are looking out at me all the time. And his heart is focused on me, waiting for me to slip, to falter, to err, to make a mistake. If I do something good, it's like, you know, by the way, let's concede. We must wait for the bad. And when I do finally slip up, that's the time it will be amplified, it will be exaggerated, it will be broadcasted and everyone would know. And that person will continue to pretend to be my friend, and many times they won't even know that this person is in reality behind it. So, on the one hand, the Quran tells us, اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن, that don't be overly suspicious, don't suspect everybody, don't suspect every friend of yours of having a knife ready to be able to stab you in the back. Otherwise, you'll live your life being very depressed. You won't trust nobody and you won't have confidence in nobody. On the other hand, don't be so naive that you don't realize, especially if you prosper on certain fronts, you should not be so naive as to not realize that there are people out there who will pretend to be your friends, who will want to come closer to you, but they only want to see your downfall. So that's the first part of the supplication. We seek protection because Allah is the one who knows. Allah is the one who knows people's intentions. We don't. We can be wrong in our assessment in judgment. So we ask Allah to protect us from such friends in the first part of the supplication. The second part, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-bu'si wa taba'us. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from wretchedness and display of poverty. I seek your protection from wretchedness and display of poverty. Display of poverty, many times, people, even though they have, Allah has given them, they pretend like they don't have, and that's a very evil habit. You shouldn't be unnecessarily flashy. You shouldn't boast. You shouldn't, show off. But at the same time, don't pretend like you don't have when you do. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min iblis wa junudi. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from the devil and his army. Iblis and his entire army. Protect me from them and their machinations and tricks. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatin nisa. In the case of men, oh Allah, I protect you. I ask your protection from the sedition of women, meaning beauty is natural in women, and it's natural for men to sometimes get tempted when it comes to the fairer sex, as they say. Not to say that women cannot get tempted by men, but the depth of beauty and allure and captivation is found to a greater extent in women. It's no fault on their part. It's actually a greater weakness in men. That's why we seek protection in Allah from falling into this temptation. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an tasudda anni wajhaka yawm al-qiyamah. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from that you should turn your face away from me on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will turn his face away from those with whom he is angry. So we say, oh Allah, we seek your protection. And then, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min kulli amalin yughzini. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from actions that would humiliate me. Wa a'udhu bika min kulli sahibin yurdini. And oh Allah, I seek your protection from friends and companions who would ruin me. There are many friends who will pretend to be your friends, and maybe they are. In their own minds, they are your friends. But in reality, they are taking you towards such actions that are spiritually ruining you. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمَلٍ يُلْهِينِي. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from me having such wishes and desires that would distract me. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَقْرٍ يُنْسِينِي. And I seek your protection from poverty that would make me forget everything. Poverty also can become a big challenge in life. It makes you forget all the bounty and the blessings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that you do enjoy, and it distracts you. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ كُلِّ غِنًا يُطْغِينِي. And I seek your protection from affluence that would lead to exorbitance. So there are challenges in different things, and we need to seek protection in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from all of them. And then finally, we focus on death in this supplication. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min mawtil ham. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from a worrisome death. Wa a'udhu bika min mawtil gham. And I seek your protection from a sorrowful death. So a very comprehensive dua, a lengthy one at that, but you're seeking protection from a devious friend. You're seeking protection from wretchedness and a display of poverty, from the devil and his army, from the temptation of the fairer sex, from Allah turning his face away on the day of Qiyamah, from actions that would humiliate us, companions that would ruin us, desires that would distract us, poverty that would make us forget everything, and affluence that would lead to exorbitance, and from death that is worrisome and sorrowful. So it's a supplication of protection. We are seeking protection in Allah from all of these things. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min khalilin makirin aynahu tarayani wa qalbuhu yar'ani in ra'a hasanatan dafanaha wa in ra'a sayyi'atan adha'a. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-bu'si wat-taba'us. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min iblisa wa junudi. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatin nisa. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من أن تصد عني وجهك يوم القيامة. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من كل عمل يغزيني، وأعوذ بك من كل صاحب يرديني، وأعوذ بك من كل أمل يلهيني، وأعوذ بك من كل فقر ينسيني، وأعوذ بك من كل غنى يتغيني. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من موت الهم، وأعوذ بك من موت الغم. آمين يا رب العالمين.